Hey everyone, welcome back to Hypnotica with Chantel and Melissa. We've taken a bit of a break for the holidays, but we're very happy to be back. And today we want to talk a little bit about emotional pain management and boundaries and all that fun stuff. So, Melissa, take it away.
Such fun topics. So Chantel and I have had conversations around the holidays, and I've been feeling like this happens to me every year where I feel very like I have very low bandwidth, window of tolerance is closed, it's crashed, it's on the floor. I just don't have a lot of energetic space. And it feels to me like I'm getting swept up in this current of everybody else's energy and everybody else's like trauma responses and everything and their stress, because like we're all, most of us are doing the same things around the holidays. We're seeing our families and maybe we don't want to, maybe we do. And there's like all this pressure of like, we gotta look perfect. We've got to make the perfect food and bring the perfect gift and buy the perfect y'all. It's so much energy. So being out in the world on a regular basis, I am being a sensitive person. I'm like feeling all of it. And so what we had talked about and what the conversation we've had over this time is that there's this feeling of like lack of consent, not necessarily consenting to be wrapped up in this current of energy. I don't participate in a lot of the things that most of our country slash world participates in, but I'm still being subjected to it. So what I've sat with for the past 4 to 5 weeks is, how am I choosing to move through this if I'm constantly feeling emotionally and energetically violated? And this term of like pain management was coming up. And I'm like, oh yeah, what do we do when we're in chronic, especially like chronic physical pain? It's very, very difficult to stay emotionally regulated when we are feeling physical pain all the time to varying degrees. So looking at that and looking at like, okay, this is emotional pain management for me. How do I choose to show up when I need to show up, and how do I choose to care for myself? So hang on, before I get into that, Chantel, do you have anything to add? I can just feel the balls rolling.
Oh, there's so many balls, or like I like to say, tabs for the ADHD,
Yes.
right? Because every little thing that you say is just like, oh, yeah, we could go down that path. Yeah, I love the term emotional pain management, or just pain management in general, because like our bodies and our minds and our emotions, like they're so connected. Like the CBT therapy, like that triangle, like it just shows like one affects the other. Like so often it starts with a thought and then moves to an emotion and then produces a physiological response. And yeah, I've been listening to Amanda Flaker lately. She has this course called The King of Wands, and it's all about energetic boundaries and boundaries around our thoughts, about like psychic etiquette and psychic discernment. What are the other words that she uses? Basically noticing the thoughts that come in and, kind of like deciding what to do with them. When we are so like in the moment, I guess in IFS parts therapy, they would call it where you're, oh, what's the word now? When you're just like becoming that emotion, blended, they call it blended.
Yes.
So when you're blended, you don't really have that perspective, like that, like looking at it, like, oh, that's my thought, or oh, that's my feeling. You're just like you become it. And so I really like the idea too of like spirits, like the spirit of fear, recognizing the spirit of fear, and then deciding which spirit you'd like instead, and just kind of like replacing that energy, because like what's the word, like nature loves a void, like you like there's you got to fill that space with something when there's an addiction or something or anything that you want to get rid of. The a lot of people just resist, But resisting what you resist persists. So resisting isn't necessarily the best way to deal with that kind of thing, like with pain management and stuff. Like this pain wants to be heard. Like these parts of ourselves, these emotional parts of ourselves need to be heard. And you can just like recognize the spirit behind certain thoughts and then replace them with the spirit you'd prefer instead. So it's like all about like pivoting to what we prefer, not only like when you're dejunking your house, but like with your thoughts. Like people don't realize that they can, pick and choose a little bit. It's not always that you have to go with the train of thought that's coming through. That makes sense. Yeah, those are some of
Absolutely.
my random tabs.
I love
Your
your
tabs.
tabs. Yes.
Like bouncing with all of the different tabs is like, enjoy. Hope you can make sense of it.
Definitely, yes. Yeah, a lot of times, myself included, I've been looking at this. This is like a whole other thing that's been coming up too, is looking at my habits that are stemming from the habitual thoughts and recognizing I don't have to keep thinking this. This is a habit of thought. So in recognizing that, then you recognize you have the choice. Do I want to think this? Is this like really what we want to be doing right now? Is this the most productive use of our time? Just swimming in negativity. I'm like, okay, what would we don't have to jump from like some super negative thought to like sunshine. It can just be super negative to like maybe like a little negative until you like move up the emotional scale to something that feels good. Otherwise, we get
Yeah, like
discouraged.
fear and excitement, it's kind of the same energy, right? You're just moving on the spectrum in a certain direction. Yeah.
Yes. So with the pain management and the feeling of like a lack of consent around the holidays, and I'm not saying that you have to use this strictly around the holidays. It can be any time that you're feeling like, oh, I've got to do this. I don't really want to do this. And you feel like there is no choice. So you've got to like make the best choice you can make given your circumstances. So on a practical level, I found myself washing my hands more to get the energy like off of me, my hands all the way up to like my elbow, just like almost like a surgeon scrubbing in. Like get it off. Drinking more water to like just keep flushing all the things. I chose to not spend time with, even though this is a slippery slope because we all do need support from the people who really see us for who we are. Because my bandwidth was so low, and I'm going to invite you to use discernment with this specific one, I chose to not spend time really with my friends that much. I needed a lot of silence. So like coming home from work, I would take a shower, get the energy off of my body, do things that felt very cozy and very comforting to me, and reading a book, going to sleep, waking up, doing similar things of like writing, like my normal stuff of like writing in my journal and everything. But I chose to be as quiet as possible to have the least amount of stimulation before having to go out in the world because the world felt so loud, just existing, felt really loud. And as I noticed myself starting to get triggered, starting to get angry, having big reactions to small things, working to bring my attention and awareness back into my body, back into my feet on the ground. And in doing that, I could then recognize I have a choice now. I could be really mad at this person in front of me. I could walk away. Or I could just choose to be in my experience and not have whatever's happening outside of me mean anything. Was this perfect? Immediately, no, absolutely not. Did I have a meltdown once? So, like, it
Yay for
kind
humanity.
of,
Points. Points for humanity. Love that.
right? Totally. But in the meltdown, especially, I'm like, I have gone beyond my limits. This is why, like, we're starting to like freak out. And then because this was happening at my day job, just like I was able to ask for what I needed and it was provided. I work with and for great people. So, yeah, I was able to like take some space and like get myself regulated and then come back out and keep going. So we're looking at what we can do physically for ourselves and then what emotions are up and what kind of care and love and validation do they need and how can we meet those needs in the moment to the best of our ability. That is what I've come up with for
That's very beautifully
the
said.
past 5 weeks.
Yeah,
Thanks.
I've been reading this book here, The Art of Giving and Receiving, The Wheel of Consent. I really love it. It kind of introduced me to things that I wasn't like it just brand new concepts. Yeah, so I love what you said about asking for what you need. And so like that's a big part of that book too, about like in a relationship or like any kind of relationship, like you were talking about a work relationship, it's so important that there is like talk of boundaries and what you need and everything. And it's always nice when there's those check-ins and yeah,
Yes.
there's a lot to be said about that. But yeah, I've been learning too the last whatever it's been since we've talked 6 weeks. A lot about consent and how important it is, and how like not to assume that the other person likes what you like, and just how safe you could feel in a container when it everything is talked about ahead of time, and you know you're asked, you know, is this okay, and that kind of thing. Like it's such a beautiful concept, and I'm just gonna yeah, my personality is just dive into a particular topic of interest and learn everything you can about it. So that's like my new thing now is consent and learning all those things around it. 'Cause I feel like I've learned about boundaries before, obviously, but I feel like it's a spiral. Like I'm going through it again in a different way, learning a whole new depth of what boundaries really mean in terms of consent, and especially asking for what you want. But it's like I feel like I'm doing it internally a lot too, like what I said before about like noticing a thought pattern, you know, that I'm not particularly like it's not making me feel good or it's giving me physical pain or emotional pain. Like it's like what do I prefer to feel instead, you know, like just doing that for myself inside has me doing that in my relationships also. So yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's so hard sometimes to ask for what we need, especially if we're used to giving and giving and giving, because that's what we thought, that's where our value lies. But it's like, well, no, we're people too.
Yeah, so often people reach adulthood and they don't even know what they need. So how could they ask for it? You know, or like they're just not used to like in the book they were telling some stories about how people were playing this. Well, they start out with a 3 minute game. It's like how do you want me to touch you, you know, and then they would say, and like how uncomfortable some people were with like pivoting, like oh I need you to go a little bit slower, or I need you a little bit lighter, or any of that. Like they were just like, oh, do what you want to me, you know, like doesn't matter, you know. And then the facilitator of the process would be like, no, like it's in this part of the game, like it's your job to you know tweak it the way you want it to be. And just like how new of a concept that is, you know, especially I'm not saying for all women, but a lot of women, they just feel like, you know, oh, like this is just what I'm supposed to like, you know.
Yes.
But there's no such thing as that. Like everyone's different, everyone's body is different. And so it's really cool when things are talked about, you know, I communicated of what would you like what do you prefer, what did you like last time, you know, like all those kind of things.
Absolutely. Yes. One of my favorite questions to ask people, like not just partners, but my friends too, is what makes you feel emotionally safe or like safe in general? And sometimes people are like, oh, I don't know. Like,
I'm gonna write that one down. I love that.
And for me, it is boundaries. It's knowing that you have your boundaries. I know I have mine, and those are my responsibility, but it's like knowing that you have boundaries, you can communicate them. Also, consistency makes me feel safe when you are consistently, and that looks different for each relationship and each person. But if I can generally, and by generally, I mean like 96% rely on you, I feel safe. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, and like when there is like a new relationship or any, even if it's like a long-term relationship, the question in the back of people's minds most of the time is like, are you going to be there for me if I need you? You know, like,
Yes.
will you comfort me? Or like, will you support me? Will you not ridicule me? You know, like that whole feeling of safety. Like, can I really be me around you? Is that okay? You know, if I mess up, are you going to be mad at me forever? Like, it's kind of like those
Yes.
unspoken things going back and forth in a relationship. And I do feel like the whole, like, Brené Brown's definition of boundaries is what's okay for me and what's not, you know, and like that it's respect, it's not walls. And I really love that idea. But I feel like in relationships, what's okay for me and what's not is like a very fluid thing. And it's not like, you know, you decide once and for all at the beginning of the relationship and then that's how it is for the rest. Like, no, like you're constantly pivoting what's okay for me and what's not. Like in your regular life, like just yourself going out in the world and in relationships. And it's okay. It's okay to pivot. You don't have to be the same person that you were yesterday.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. Yes. That is all I have in this moment. Like I said, I get more might happen in the future as I continue exploring all of this, but is there anything else you want to say or add before we close out?
No, that pretty much sums it up.
Yay! Well, it is wonderful to be back. It's wonderful to see all of you. And please join us next week when we pick another tool out of our wheelhouse to give to you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.